Hello and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Jeffrey.
Hi everyone, I'm Rebecca. Today we're going to talk about the 9 planets in our solar system. 将聊聊我们太阳系当中的九大行星哦。
Wait, Rebecca. Actually, I've heard that there are only 8 planets in our solar system.
Why? 为什么？为什么只有八大行星？ Did the last one explode? 第九颗爆炸了吗？
No, it didn't explode. Pluto used to be thought of as a planet, but we did some more research. We looked even further into space, and scientists have decided that it's not really a planet.
Okay, I see. 所以啊，第九颗 Pluto, 冥王星，它被除名了，它不够格当行星。So let's take a look at the 8th planet for today's picture dictionary.
Well, sorry to say, Rebecca, we won't have time for all 8 planets. We only have time for 5 planets.
Fine, let's take a look at the 5 planets for today.
Look to the skies.
Mercury.
Mercury.
Mercury is the closest planet to the sun.
Mercury is the closest planet to the sun.
Venus.
Venus.
Venus is a rocky body and rotates very slowly.
Venus is a rocky body and rotates very slowly.
Earth.
Earth.
Water makes up about 70% of the Earth's surface.
Water makes up about 70% of the Earth's surface.
Mars.
Mars.
NASA sent a small robot to Mars to study the planet.
NASA sent a small robot to Mars to study the planet.
Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system.
Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system.
All right, let's begin our journey starting from the middle of our solar system.
Okay.
The sun. Okay, so the first planet that we get to is Mercury.Mercury is the closest planet to the sun.
Oh, Mercury 这颗啊叫做水星，是离太阳最近的行星哦。不过虽然它叫水星，事实上呢，它一滴水都没有呢。
So, essentially, or basically, all of the planets get their names from Greek or Roman gods, okay, from long ago. So the first one here,Mercury is named after Mercurius, who was a messenger god.
其实你看这些行星啊，他们的命名呢，都是来自希腊罗马神话当中的神哦。So Mercury 的命名呢，是罗马神话当中的 Mercurius， 他是天神宙斯的使者，帮他传递讯息的。他的形象啊，一般是头上呢会戴一顶有着双翅啊，这两个翅膀的帽子。那脚穿飞行鞋，速度很快哦。由于水星啊在天上运行的速度很快，所以它的名字来命名为 Mercury。
Yes, so before we had computers with email or even telephones, the only way to send a message quickly was with a messenger. Mm-hmm. That is a person who would travel through a city all day, and if they wanted to make money, they should be very quick. And...Mercury goes around the sun very quickly because it's so close. So when we look at it, it seems like a very busy postal worker.
那至于中文为什么翻译成水星啊？大概是因为 Mercury 小写的时候还有水银的意思吧。So Jeffrey, what do we have next?
The next planet out is Venus. Now Venus is a rocky body that rotates slowly.
第二颗叫做金星哦。刚 Jeffrey 老师说 ，Venus is a rocky body that rotates slowly. Rocky body 就是岩石般的天体。它这种行星啊，还是 rotates slowly。那么 rotate 有什么意思呢
？Okay, so to rotate is basically to spin around. Some basketball players can spin a basketball on their finger. The ball is rotating. So it's spinning, but it's not really going to a new place.
所以 rotate 这个字叫自转。金星啊，不只是自转得很慢哦，它是说主要行星当中自转最慢的。是不是还有另外一个叫做公转呢？那么公转该怎么说啊？
Another important word which is similar to rotate is revolve. This means to actually go around another thing. So our Earth revolves around the sun, and our moon revolves around us.
好的，自转同学们知道叫 rotate, 那公转叫 revolve, 怎么拼呢 ?R-E-V-O-L-V-E。R-E-V-O-L-V-E 叫公转，就是绕着太阳在运转的动作。
Okay, now that we understand that, let's talk about Venus's name. Venus is named after the goddess of beauty because we can see Venus bright in our sky. It's often the brightest planet in the sky, and it looks very nice. It's the most beautiful planet.
因为 Venus 这颗星星啊，哇，看起来好亮哦，在天空当中好美哦，所以我们以这个爱与美的女神维纳斯 Venus 所命名的。不过事实上，它的表面也是坑坑巴巴的，而且还有大量规律的火山爆发。它闻起来应该没有香香的哦，应该是很臭的硫磺味吧，我在想哦。Jeffrey, I think the next one is the one we're most familiar with.
Oh, right. That would be Earth, okay? If you're listening to us talking, you are probably on Earth, so you definitely need to know about it. Now, water makes up about 70% of the Earth's surface.
地球表面的 70% 都是水哦。
Now, when it comes to the name Earth, it's a little bit different than the other planets. Earth is not...the name of a Roman god or goddess.
太阳系当中我们刚刚提到其他的行星啊几乎都是用罗马神话当中的神来命名的。像刚刚提到那个帮宙斯传讯息的神啊爱与美的女神啊但地球 Earth 它不是哦。Earth 小写的时候代表泥土土地大地等等呢。Earth is the third planet from the sun, 即水星金星跟地球之后 Which one is the fourth planet from the sun?
The next planet away from the sun after Earth, that is the fourth planet, would be Mars. Now, NASA, N-A-S-A, sent a small robot to Mars to study the planet.
刚刚 Jeffrey 老师提到的 NASA 是美国太空总署，他们对火星很有兴趣哦。NASA sent a small robot to Mars to study the planet， 就是说 NASA 曾经派遣机器人到火星上面去探查呢。
So now a lot of the really cool photographs we have of Mars are coming from this robot. So Mars is also known as the Red Planet.And because red is the color of blood, Mars was named after the god of war.
因为火星啊，在夜空当中看起来是血红色的。在西方呢，以罗马神话当中的战神马尔斯 Mars 来命名它。由于火星被认为啊，是太阳系当中除了地球以外人类最好的住所，所以很多科学家是我们刚提到的这个 NASA， 他们都有派遣一些机器人啊去探查。Some people even believe there are Martians living on Mars.
Well, there could be, and we are trying very hard to find them.Now, for many years, humans have been very interested in Mars. Perhaps because of the way it looks, people think that there may be aliens there, and NASA has started to send robots there to take lots of pictures. So you can expect a lot more news about Mars in the future.
真的，我们都觉得外星人的存在，对不对？老师刚刚提到的 Martians 就是火星人哦 ，M-A-R-T-I-A-N-S，Martians 可能有火星人存在呢。
All right, so let's get on to the next planet out there, and this one is a big one. It's Jupiter. Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system.
木星，它是我们太阳系当中最大的一颗行星，所以我们拿罗马神话当中的哪个神的名字来替它命名呢？
Now, it is named after the king of the gods, Jupiter. However, most people don't know the Latin name Jupiter. They're more familiar with the Greek name Zeus.
我们拿罗马神话当中众神之王的名字来替木星命名。也许你在想说，什么？众神之王不是那个，你知道，风流倜傥啊，很爱拈花惹草那个宙斯叫 Zeus 吗？的确哦，但是希腊罗马神话当中呢，同一个神哦，在希腊的时期有个名字，到了罗马时期又换了另外一个名字了。像刚提到爱与美的女神，希腊名字啊叫 Aphrodite， 罗马名字呢才是 Venus， 而众神之王的罗马名字是 Jupiter， 朱比特。希腊名字才是 Zeus 啊！想当年老师念英文系的时候，真的被这些神的希腊名字跟罗马名字搞一个头两个大，而跟朱比特听起来很像的丘比特，就那个光着屁股啊射弓箭那个小胖子，没有？那个丘比特是叫 Cupid，C-U-P-I-D， 可别搞错喽。
Well, that is a lot to learn in one day. That's why we couldn't get through all the planets.But it's time to go to our wrap-up, so after this short break, we'll review what we've learned today. All right, Rebecca, we learned a lot about the five planets. Are you ready for a little question and answer practice?
I'm ready.
How was your science class in school today?
Well, I'm not a student, but I can make some examples for you. For example...如果同学们呢、今天在这个学校自然科学课学到的东西，你就可以把它拿来跟同学们聊聊天呢、像是比如说我今天学到什么呢 How a caterpillar becomes a butterfly、毛毛虫如何变成蝴蝶的，或者是我最近学到的是 gravity 重力 Gravity is the force that causes things to fall towards the earth 这些都可以拿来跟同学们聊聊哦
I can say I learned a lot about the names of the planets.
真的耶，像我们今天学了很多行星的名字。
Okay, well, we are out of time for part one. Be sure to join us again for part two of Picture Dictionary.
好的，那我们下次再见咯。
Joanne bought a house with furniture at a lower price.
Joanne bought a house with furniture at a lower price.
Hello everyone, I'm Nicole. 欢迎收听今天的小聚会。同学们可能都还没有足够的经济能力可以买房子，不过未来可就不一定啦。所以今天的小聚会就先教各位关于买房子的实用说法吧。Joanne bought a house with furniture at a lower price. 乔安用很便宜的价格买了一栋有家具的房子。句子里的 furniture, F-U-R-N-I-T-U-R-E, 就是家具，包括沙发、茶几、餐桌椅、橱柜等等。而冷气、冰箱、电视则是属于家电的范围。而很便宜的价格则是 lower price, lower,L-O-W-E-R 是 low 低的，这个字加上 E-R 形成比较级，较低的。而价格大家都知道是 price P-R-I-C-E， 所以 lower price 就是较低的价格。我们翻译成很便宜的价格是为了口语上听起来比较通顺。最后提醒同学，这里在 house和 furniture 两个名词中间用了介系词 with， 是表示附带加上的意思。现在让我们再听一次今天的例句。 Joanne bought a house with furniture at a lower price. 希望今天教的句子有一天能派上用场。小聚会我们下次见，拜拜。
Joanne bought a house with furniture at a lower price.
Joanne bought a house with furniture at a lower price.
Kit Kat!
Padoyo,
I advise we go out and eat.
提议的话用 suggest 比较好哦。
虽然 suggest 和 advice 都有建议的意思，不过如果要区分的话呢， suggest 通常是用来建议后果比较不严重的决定，所以你可能会提出或者是推荐一些可能的选择哦。而 advice 则是用在给某人忠告，所以你会直接的建议某人应该采取特定的决定哦。所以呢，如果要建议，这个晚餐要吃什么，这么小的建议，我们当然就用 suggest 比较适当哦。你可以这么说， I suggest we have sushi for dinner. 除此之外呢， suggest 和 advice 最大的差别还有在他们的文法句型哦。如果我们要建议别人去做什么事情，我们后面呢 suggest 不可以接不定词，而 advice 却可以哦。所以注意哦，建议某人去做某件事情，我们要用 suggest that somebody do something。其中的 that 可以省略，而且我们发现它后面的动词是原形动词哦。我们来举个例子好了，昨天晚上我到一间意大利餐厅点餐的时候，服务生看到我迟迟难做出决定啊，所以呢，他就做这样的推荐。May I suggest that you try the fish tonight?而刚刚先前就提到啦，这个 advice 后面就可以接不定词咯，所以很简单，建议某人做某事就是 advise somebody to do something。像是如果我看到身边有人抽烟，我都会给予这样的忠告哦， I strongly advise you to quit smoking.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
Suggest 是用在建议一般的小事情，而 advice 是给予别人忠告，建议他应该做一些特定的决定。
Look to the skies.
Mercury.
Mercury.
Mercury is the closest planet to the sun.
Mercury is the closest planet to the sun.
Venus.
Venus.
Venus is a rocky body and rotates very slowly.
Venus is a rocky body and rotates very slowly.
Earth.
Earth.
Water makes up about 70% of the Earth's surface.
Water makes up about 70% of the Earth's surface.
Mars.
Mars.
NASA sent a small robot to Mars to study the planet.
NASA sent a small robot to Mars to study the planet.
Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system.
Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system.